Want to hear a tale of astonishing corruption in government and government departments? Well, this might be the one for you. I'll keep it short and snappy. Happy New Year, everyone, and I thought I'd relate a story from 2022, where I was personally involved in a pretty corrupt undertaking, I would say. So I'll give you the details now. So my busy summer of 2022 was suddenly interrupted by a flurry of letters like these. And I didn't know what was going on because I knew my accountancy firm was absolutely on the ball. I had agreed with them many years ago, even before COVID, when I went against the absurd narrative that I wanted to be squeaky clean, so to always err on the side of even paying more tax because I was involved in controversial health matters, so I was being careful. So the accountancy firm has been incredibly diligent. So suddenly in the summer, I got all these letters coming: seizure pending, urgent, final notices. And funnily enough, my wife thought it was quite amusing when the bailiff appeared at the door before myself or my accountancy firm could even figure out what the hell was going on. Here's what greeted him. So I took this photo after the bailiff had left. And I hastened to add, the bailiff was decent enough. He very quickly, in conversation with me, realised something very untoward was going on and that it stank. And we quickly agreed we'd work with the accountancy firm. So there were no seizures, if you will. But still in all, crazy, crazy situation. So I'll show you an email, one of a few I sent at the time to the Sheriff's Department. And just to clarify, the revenue usually deal with clients and work through anything that needs working through. And then eventually, what normally happens is they hand it over to the Sheriff's Department. And the Sheriff's Department, of course, don't really know the details. They're just told to go after a guy because he's corrupt or whatever, or bent and has been dodging tax or not paying tax. In this case, of course, zero of that applied. So I quickly emailed. I found the names of senior people in the Sheriff's Department, copied them all, and quickly catalogued that my accountancy firm was extremely diligent. There was no question of any problem here. I also insinuated an element of corruption that this could happen, and I documented everything. I've obviously redacted names here and numbers, in fairness, and I put down in a series of bullets that revenue had verified with my accountancy firm they would not impose fines relating to tax payments because my accountant had agreed with them way back in 2020, as was his right. Around 12 companies he was delayed with doing all the paperwork, and he got a full agreement with them that there would be a deferral of certain taxes paid. Nothing to do with me. And as I say, a dozen similar cases. And when this happened, he said there wasn't a whisper of this, and he's never seen anything like this in 30 years. And he has hundreds of clients on the books. So I detailed that in March, he had written to them requesting the final amount of tax due so that he could transfer the funds. He needs to get the final amount without a fine, because that was agreed there would be no fine, in advance, and then he could transfer. But they did not reply to him. They replied to him on June 22nd, 2022, right? Very, very late, and the letter I attached, and they had the corrected amount and indeed less the charges and fines as per agreement, his agreement with the revenue. And I attached these emails and I noted to the sheriff, it is clear and unambiguous, I think you will agree. And then I went on to say that another system had generated a letter for the incorrect amount 2 days earlier on June 20th, and including the fine inappropriately. And I attached that, and it included a threat of sending it to the sheriff. And this letter was generated 6 months after a December 20th, 2021 letter, which had the same incorrect amount, inappropriately including the fine, and exactly 7 days after the letter, and not business days either, the warrant was sent straight to the sheriff, which is unheard of. Unheard of. And the letter I got in physical snail mail was actually several days later than the date of the letter. So I got it actually physically and my accountant the day before the sheriff arrived at my door. I went on to say my accountant, I immediately got hold of him, said it's without question an error, and he gave me all these letters and the full history, and the written records were clear as crystal. and not just apparent to an accountancy professional, but to any layperson could see these simple facts. I further clarified that I was making sure there were no further bizarre actions on behalf of their department, though in fairness, they did say, we don't know the details, we're just handed the warrant. And in closing, I also catalogued that the tax had been paid correctly. Also, that there was no problem whatsoever in promptly paying an extra balance or fine if it turned out that the revenue inexplicably insisted on this for some reason against all principles of logic and or ethics, and that my accountant had all mechanisms in place to rapidly transfer the funds as required in that unlikely instance. I also said I had a backup. I had the BIC and IBAN details of the Sheriff's Department and could transfer it online. Gave my numbers, said I can be contacted any time within daylight hours to take care of this if necessary. Now, as it turned out, the Sheriff's Department had a discussion amongst themselves, I guess, realised that this was a bizarre happening and promptly decided not to pursue it any further. And my accountant sorted out with revenue that it was all a, quote, mistake. Now, the key thing to note is, how did this happen when my accountant had never seen it in his whole career? He had around a dozen more people in the same situation agreed with revenue, and he hadn't even quite gotten to them yet, and there was no problem whatsoever. So I would say, here's what I would suppose. There'd be no written record of the corruption. Someone senior in the government somewhere maybe had a game of golf with someone senior in the revenue or something like that, or a meal or a social occasion, and simply dropped my name and my company name and said, this person's a problem. And it would be understood what that meant. So I would guess perhaps on Monday morning, the senior revenue person would turn up at work, go to an underling and make it very clear to them that there was a person who was a problem. From very good sources, definitely a problem. And we were to go after them, right? Nothing written, I would guess. And the underling, of course, would respond to the public service boss and go and make things happen. So again, I can't know this, but I do know for sure there'd be no written records kept of this kind of thing. But that would be my most logical or most probabilistic scenario for what actually happened. So be careful, guys, and make sure, like me, that you have a very good accountancy firm, chartered accountants, and that you make sure if you're ever going up against government narratives or big pharma or many of the things that I do, make sure that your tax affairs are exquisitely in order, because you could very well be subjected to this kind of institutional corruption yourself.
Thanks so much for listening, folks, and hope you found that interesting and informative. So keep yourself real clean, especially if you're going to go up against corrupt narratives. And thanks so much to my Patreon and PayPal supporters and anyone else who can jump in. I do vlogs a couple of times a month, and for the higher level Patreons, I do Zoom calls where we have great discussions monthly. So great if you want to get involved and help independent technical journalism to get the facts out there against misinformation and other nonsense from legacy media, which unfortunately we are absolutely inundated with, as you're probably well aware. So that'll be it, folks, and thanks everyone, and here's to a great 2024 where we counter the bad guys, shall we say. Thank you.